Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. And they are the peaceful solution we have at our fingertips today. That is the checks and balances. We got to use them, folks. Welcome to the broadcast. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We'd like to welcome the LovingLiberty.net crew and all their affiliates and all the people that are involved in listening to LovingLiberty.net. Same with our folks over at BrightyOnRadio.com. They're joining the broadcast. We really appreciate BrightyOn and all that they do and the listeners. And by the way, today is a super fantastic Tuesday, and that means that Brighty on TV, the Sheriff Mac Show, and Liberty Roundtable Live's second hour will be a simulcast. It'll be Sam Bushman of the Good Sheriff co-hosting the broadcast together. We're going to be talking about devolution. We're going to be talking about QAnon. We're going to be talking about these grand juries everybody and their dog puts together. And we're going to debunk it all. We'll get into it as the broadcast unfolds. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure that you don't shoot the messenger on this. I know a lot of people are going to be against us about this because a lot of people believe in a lot of these, grand juries just, you know, indicting everybody. Larry Klayman and some of these people are on this idea. We've got all kinds of, quote, supposed judges thinking they can just put together groups and do whatever they want to do and it all has legitimacy, and I'm telling you, it doesn't, and we're going to debunk it. It isn't true. Don't fall for the lie. What it's really doing, ladies and gentlemen, in my humble opinion, is undermining real solutions. That's just my opinion to which I'm entitled. And the second I bring this up, what they're going to do is they're going to say, see, Sam, you are a conspiracy guy. You're a guy that is an insider. You're somehow really working for, do you work for the FBI or the CIA or the deep state somehow? Not even maybe, ladies and gentlemen. That's a big lie. Don't be deceived into that either. Just because I don't go with every new idea brought to the table by patriots, and I think some of them are very harmful indeed, that doesn't mean that I work for the enemy or that I'm part of the deep state or whatever else. I've been around this movement longer than most people ever. I've been around it for 25-plus years live syndicated radio, 30-plus years or more. I've been around it, working on it. And I don't believe in a lot of the sovereignty movement. I don't believe in a lot of the QAnon stuff. I don't believe a lot in the de-evolution. I don't believe in a lot of this stuff. And I'll explain why next hour with the good Sheriff Richard Mack on the simulcast. But for now, let's do a recap of yesterday's, wow, incredible show. Of course, first guest was Lowell Nelson. Every Monday he's with us. CampaignForLiberty.org. RonPaulInstitute.org. We talked about Secure the Vote Act of 2022. It's an initiative petition, and we gave a progress report of what's happening in the Olympic State of Utah. SecureVoteUtah.org, and you need to get an update of what's going on in your state with really, the debate's on. All the government, the officials, the courts, everybody says there was no vote fraud, but I'm convinced 1,000% there was incredible vote fraud. And it wasn't just this last election. It's been going on for elections for years in America. It's a tragedy. But you know what? Whether you agree with election fraud that it really happened or whether you think it's debunked that it didn't happen doesn't really matter. Here's what really matters. No matter what side of the coin you're on that, we got to go back to paper ballots. We got to go back to precincts where the smallest local denomination in government is represented, where you can literally watch the votes be counted and say, you know what? Yeah, they're saying 100 votes for this person and 90 votes for that person, and I saw it with my own eyes. I'm confident that that's accurate, and we literally dial in the results manually to the county and then the county to the state or whatever it be, because then you know the numbers are accurate. As you see the state's website or whatever else, they post the numbers. You see, hey, in my county, in my precinct, here's what the numbers were. Yes, that matches what I literally saw. Yes, under the penalty of perjury, we document that's the case. Yes, we got our numbers to the precinct leaders literally within hours of the vote. Yes, it's transparent in reality. Okay, whether you're for or against believing there was vote fraud, we all need to move back to this trust system that we can all have confidence in. Right now, we got incredible expenses with voting machines that are inaccurate. There's mistrust everywhere. Mail-in ballots are literally tainting the system. All these things bring up questions of custody of ballots, bring up accuracy and questions in voting. No one knows the real numbers. Nobody has the ability to verify. Literally, it took almost a year for Arizona to have a third party supposedly verify. When they get done, everybody questions whether the ninjas did a good job or not. They file a 93-plus page report literally a year later, and we're supposed to believe that report? See, I don't have any confidence in any of that. If we go back to the precinct level, paper ballots, confirming the vote, vote watchers, vote counters under the penalty of perjury, you could get this solved so easy. That's what they're advocating for. And that's what we need to see all across the country. In every single precinct, ladies and gentlemen, there's over 2,000 precincts in Utah alone. So there's thousands of them across the country, probably 130,000 precincts maybe. I don't even have an exact number. But I'm telling you that precinct by precinct ought to be the way we go. Paper ballots, accountability. But I don't really see a whole lot of us really pushing for this. Therefore, I don't really see a lot of change. It's one of the problems in America. We want change. The very few of us patriots that are really frustrated just want to advocate for change. But because we don't have the numbers of Americans who agree with us or who are willing to stand up with us, we can't get anything done. There are more of us than there are of them, folks, but you've got to be engaged. And we played an incredible new rap song. It's called More of Us. Matt Brevner wrote the song. It's a great song, and it highlights two fundamental principles. You've got to turn off the mainstream news. All right? Now, it's okay to pay attention to them for a couple of minutes at a time to keep an eye on the ball of what they're doing. But day in and day out, you can't get your information from the mainstream press. If you say, Sam, I spend a couple of minutes a day on it to keep an eye on the enemy, okay, I get it. Beyond that, though, I'm telling you, you're being propagandized like nobody's business. Well, anyway, in this incredible rap song, Matt Brevner, he's a Canadian musician, does a great job highlighting you got to turn off the news. And you got to remember that there are more of us than there are of them. And we can stop them and we can make a difference, but we got to stand together for the truth. We talked about Omicron, and they got a new term. You know, they always used to make fun of us being the birthers when it comes to the fake birth certificate of Barack Hussein, right? They mock us saying, oh, you guys are the truthers when it comes to mocking us when we claim that 9/11 was a fraud, right? Well, now we got a name for them for a change. They're the lockdowners. Omicron headline, the lockdowners. Last stand, writes Ron Paul, campaignforliberty.org. Ron Paul doing a great job. The lockdowners' last stand. And the point is the vaccine is not working to prevent infection or transmission of the virus. Cases, believe it or not, are raging in states with the highest vaccine levels. And the experts? Oh, all they do is continue to maintain. The only thing we can do is have more vaccines. That's the only answer they claim, right? But people, more and more and more people are realizing that doesn't make any sense, right? There you have it. Taking back our liberty in 2022 is an incredible article by Ron Paul. We have got to realize you got to turn off the news, the mainstream news. You got to realize there's more of us than there are of them. And we need to peacefully demand accountability by bureaucrats. All right, what is to be done to defeat tyranny in 2022? We must continue to tell the truth, tell the truth, tell the truth. The truth is winning, and the liars are losing, writes Ron Paul. One by one, their lies are being exposed. Amen to that reality check. Life insurance companies are now seeing 93,000 excess U.S. deaths every month. The truthaboutvaccines.com chronicles this reality. And One America, that's an insurance company CEO, guy by the name of Scott Davison, he says deaths are up 40% among working age people. What is different now than before COVID? The answer is the virus and the vaccine. But remember, the year of the virus was 2020. It ran rampant. We had no solution. They claimed in 2021 the vaccine would be the solution. Boy, howdy, how they were wrong. Yeah, so the year of the vaccine was 2021. But ladies and gentlemen, there's more deaths. They want you to believe that, well, it's just out of control and the virus keeps changing. That might be true, but they're the ones that told us that all we got to do is lock down for 12 to 14 days, it would flatten the curve. Then they said, oh my gosh, the only answer is the vaccine. Now they're saying the vaccine's not even working. Well, they claim it works, and that's what you got to do. It just doesn't work very well. They have all kinds of talking out of both sides of their mouth, lies. The scientific world is upended and confused. And they say, well, it's really hard, Sam. The science keeps changing. It's moving. You know, science, it's evolving, Sam. And I say, that's fine for the science to evolve. But then why did you tell me you knew that 12 to 14 days would flatten the curve? You got to do it. Lock me in my house. You're the one that told me that vaccines would save the day. So if science is changing and moving, that's fine. But don't claim you know and change my life to negative, lock me down, force a vaccine on me. Don't you do those things if you don't really know if it's changing. Because what you do is you act like you know, and if I question you, you say, you're not a scientist. Believe in the scientists and the physicians, the experts. And then when I prove you don't know later, you go, yeah, Sam, but the science is evolving. I got it. The science is evolving. So quit pretending you know. This is all happening, ladies and gentlemen, for a serious reason, and it isn't to try to keep us safe and healthy. We'll talk about it on your radio.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so all I'm telling you is the big lie is that they think they know. They act like they know, and they use their science, and they use their physician status as, quote, professionals to pretend we don't know and that we're clueless. And the sad part is over and over and over and over and over. Can I be obnoxious? Can you be saying over and over and over and over? Yeah, because that's the truth. It's obnoxious. I agree. But they've locked me down. They've changed my life. They've caused inflation to go ballistic. Everything is all because of the COVID. It doesn't matter what goes wrong in society. Now you go, oh, it's because of the cow. And then somebody else, I said to them, well, you know why that is? And they go, why? Because they know what I'm going to say, right? I say, it's because of the COVID. And they go, oh, actually, this one's not. And then they start talking a little bit. And then they talk themselves right into going, well, I guess it is because of the COVID. And then they started to explain how. Oh, because this is this and this and this and this. Well, it's because of the COVID, because we, and so they went back and they circled around and it was because of the COVID. They had to admit it. So this is the problem. You know, the scientists said to you, Sam, or said to me, and you know, guys, look, the science is evolving so quickly we don't know. Then I would have a little bit of respect. But when they act like they know, when they mandate, lockdown, use their quote, we're the experts, we know, listen to us, shut up, you don't know stuff, it gets old when we're right and they're wrong over and over and over and over. And their whole dishonest narrative is unwinding. All right, I'm convinced this is all happening because the COVID vaccines are really depopulation bioweapons. Let me say that again. The COVID vaccines and the COVID virus both are really depopulation bioweapons, ladies and gentlemen. You are literally living through a global holocaust disguised as a vaccine campaign, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me carefully. The needle, the jab, is the weapon delivery system. And the mRNA weapons or virus or vaccine or whatever you want to call it are the mRNA payloads, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, that's why it's going on. And so whenever they tell you something, you know what? 9 times out of 10, you can say that it's not true. Okay, here's the facts. Ready? Natural immunity is superior to vaccine immunity. Joseph McCullough, the Epic Times, doubles down on this fact. But see, no one's listening to Joseph McCullough. They tell you that he's a whack and that he doesn't know. Any doctor that literally speaks out and tries to tell you the truth is shut down. That's how you know. They won't have a debate. They won't have an open discussion. They won't let the truth go head-to-head with their lies because they know their lies will be debunked and exposed. Let me give you an example. They say the reason natural immunity is superior to vaccine-induced immunity is because viruses contain 5 different proteins. Now, there might be more, but they know of 5, right? The COVID vaccine induces antibodies against only one of them, right? So 5 proteins are in the virus. The vaccine only creates immunity to one of them. That's the spike protein. The rest of them, natural immunity handles, but the vaccine immunity does not. Not only that, there's no T cell immunity in the vaccinated immunity, but there is in natural immunity. All right, when you're infected with the whole virus, ladies and gentlemen, you develop what are called antibodies against all parts of the virus. Plus, you get memory T cells. This also means natural immunity offers better protection against variants as it recognizes several parts of the virus. And so if there are significant alternations in the virus, or to the spike protein, as with the Delta variant, for instance, vaccine-induced immunity can be evaded. The Delta variant, we saw it. The Omicron variant, we saw it. But not so with natural immunity because the other proteins are still recognized by the natural immunity and then attacked. Now, this is what Dr. McCullough is explaining to all of us, but see, he doesn't even get the chance to explain it because the dishonest thugs are dismissing everything that he says. But we know for a fact that he's right. How do we know for a fact that he's right? Well, I'll give you the answer coming up. All right? Remember that little spot here in the broadcast. It's 24 minutes into the broadcast. If you look at the start of the hour, it's 19 minutes in if you look at the really start of the show. All right. Remember this marker because I'm going to circle back to that question. How do we know that the body develops better natural immunity than the vaccines? I'll tell you how we know. And it'll be very scientific, so be ready, okay? In the meantime, second hour, we had our guest on, Dr. Scott Bradley. His lifelong goal to preserve the nation, his website, freedomsrisingsun.com. To preserve the nation is his collegiate book and lecture series available now. Anyway, women are now, believe it or not, hiding jabs in case it affects fertility on dating sites. So we told you in the beginning that these vaccines affected fertility And the scientists, the people who knew, lied and said, no, come on, you're a conspiracy wacko. It isn't true. Now they're admitting that it messes with a female's cycle. And now women are so paranoid that have taken the vaccines, they don't want to go on a dating site and say, hey, I'm vaccinated, because they know that it might affect fertility. And they're admitting that now. And so now these women on these dating sites are going, I don't want to tell the boy that I might not be able to have children. He might not want to date me. See what a dishonest, satanic quandary we're in now? God Almighty says, multiply and replenish the earth. There's room enough to spare. Have children, says God. Man says, nah, the population is too crowded. Don't have kids. Now the vaccines and the virus affecting fertility. And the government going, no, it's not. Now they're saying, well, yeah, it does, but not very much. Okay. You people who know lied again, or pretended you knew when you didn't, doesn't matter which. You lied and you got caught, and the truth shall make us free. That's why Ron Paul says you got to tell the truth, you got to tell the truth, you got to tell the truth, and their lies are going to get exposed one at a time. You're dang right they are. Aaron Rodgers standing up in the NFL ready to protest big time the NFL's bogus, dishonest COVID-19 policies, right? They're all taking ivermectin and pretending they're not, says Aaron Rodgers. They are, and they're lying and covering it up. Anyway, he might refuse to play in the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen. He's told his backup, Jordan Love, to be ready to roll. Well, amen to Aaron Rodgers for telling the truth. I wish we had a few more truth tellers in the mix, huh? Rodgers literally shares what I call blunt and refreshing comments about authenticity. Listen to me. Here's what he says. If science can't be questioned, it's not science anymore. It's propaganda, and that's the truth. Amen to Aaron. That is the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why I'm so against these anti-truth tellers, because they're lying. They say, go to us. We're the experts. We know. Shut up. You don't know. How dare you? And then it turns out they're wrong. They're wrong. They're wrong. They're wrong. And whether they lied on purpose or whether they just got duped, I don't know. Either way, it doesn't matter, right? I told you about Dr. McCullough telling you natural immunity is way better than vaccinated immunity, and he explained scientifically why. Let's have that debate. Think twice before you vaccinate your kids. Dr. Robert Malone, one of the inventors of the mRNA technology, warns parents on COVID-19 shots. Don't do it, he says. Anyway, we talked about 71 years ago, 2,071 years ago, Julius Caesar, that was yesterday, crossed the Rubicon. Have we crossed the vaccine Rubicon? Are we past the point of no return? And I fear the answer is yes, because we've literally vaccinated over 2/3 of the American population now with an experimental vaccine. And you say to me, no, Sam, the approved vaccine's out, buddy. Pfizer got that done months ago. Liar. Dishonest liar. Yes, they did supposedly approve a different kind of vaccine or a different name. You can say it's the same thing and pretend all you want, but the fact is that vaccine is not available for anybody to take. Oh, yeah, prove it, Sam. Well, you proved to me that you've got the approved vaccine. You get me, listen carefully, you get me the, what do they call that, the documentation sheet, the insert that goes with the vaccine, and you show me that it says the name of the approved vaccine on it. Well, no, Sam, it doesn't say the same name, but it's the same thing. No, it isn't. Don't lie to me again. Stop. It isn't true. If it's the same thing, then why not give me the real one? Everybody I talk to, pharmacist after pharmacist all across the country, tells me they don't have the real thing. They don't have the approved version. It's not available to anybody. You got to ask yourself why. And we have answered that already on the radio many times. It's because of liability reasons. It is not the same thing at all. Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the agency will release the distinction between those who died from COVID and those who died with COVID. She was recently asked the question and had no answer. More than 800,000 deaths linked to COVID died from the virus or other comorbidities. North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile into the Eastern Sea on Tuesday. The detection comes less than a week after Pyongyang fired what it claimed to be a hypersonic missile. Russia and the United States discussed Ukraine frictions and European security talks in Geneva with no signs the two sides had narrowed their differences. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
Forced posture by the Russians in the border areas around Ukraine. If the Russians are serious about de-escalating, they can start by starting to remove some of those troops from decreasing some of that forced posture.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
As many experts claim, the lockdowns are hurting our children's mental health. A proposal for Chicago Public Schools to resume in-person classes Wednesday has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union House of Delegates. That followed a lot of bickering during the week-long standoff. The CDC has placed our neighbor to the north in a really bad category for American travelers.
If you're thinking of making a trip across the country's northern border, the CDC wants you to think again. The health agency moving Canada to the highest risk category for COVID-19. The U.S.'s northern neighbors have seen nearly 300,000 new COVID-19 cases in the week ending January 8th, a new record for the pandemic. Other countries that remain in the CDC's high risk category for COVID-19 transmission include France, Portugal, Ireland, Spain, Italy, and the UK. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I got a bunch of news stories now today. A lot of that was recap of yesterday and previous shows, but it's important to set the context. The scientists lie and act like they know. And then when you prove them wrong, they say, well, Sam, the science is evolving so quickly. It's a moving target. How could we have known? Well, I don't know. You're the one that said that you knew. You're the one that said that we didn't know. You're the one that used your, quote, certifications or expertise or whatever you want to say against us as if you knew. And I'm okay if you say the science is evolving and changing and we don't know. You better start using a whole lot more of that before you lock me down, before you literally ruin my life for 2 years, and 90% of it turns out to be a flat-out dishonest lie, okay? Or you trusted so much in your own knowledge that you thought you knew and you didn't, and it wasn't a lie, you were genuine. But see, I always turn to God rather than man for my answers. That's why when you say there's too many people on the planet, by golly, I say you're wrong. God says multiply and replenish the earth. But everything man's doing is rejecting that. China, other communist, satanic, tyrannical countries have done that so much now that where they're reversing their policies because they don't have any kids. All these men don't have any women to marry. They can't form families because they murdered all the girls. They murdered all the babies. It's insanity, ladies and gentlemen. Thou shalt not kill, says God. Multiply and replenish the earth, says God. And that has never been rescinded. Write that down and remember who told you. Okay, the truth shall set us free, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here's some headlines now from the latest to prove my point. You ready? CDC Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. The overwhelming number of deaths over 75% occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities. Wow. Over 75% of the deaths occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities, right? Really, she says, these are people who were unwell to begin with. Now, that's the truth. And we told you this. For 2 years we've been telling you this. Hey, it's the very elderly. It's people who are sick anyway. If you're not sick anyway, the likelihood of you dying from the COVID is almost nil. And I'm not dismissing these people's lives that have comorbidities or that are ill. I'm not in any way dismissing the value of life for them. But here's what I am saying. Scientifically speaking, can you justify an experimental vaccine? Can you justify locking down society to the point of ruining the economy, creating booms and busts and manipulations and cycles? Can you really justify social distancing? And the answer is you can't, because the dying of those who literally are already ill, I don't know that you can say that locking down healthy people, locking down people that aren't at significant risk, is going to help at all. Right? What is a comorbidity, you may ask, just so you understand? They call it this, the extent to which two pathological conditions occur together in a given population or person. Right? So comorbidities are just other illnesses. Right? It's when a person has two or more health conditions at the same time, or if one condition occurs right after the other, this is known as comorbidity. Now, conditions described as comorbidities are often chronic long-term conditions, such as diabetes and high blood pressure would be a great example. All right, now. So now Michelle Walensky, literally 2 years after locking down all of society, after running around telling you that everybody's dying from the COVID, we've got well over 800,000 deaths due to COVID. After running around and just peddling fear, the porn of fear, for literally 2 years, CDC Director Michelle Walensky literally says the overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities. These are people that were really sick before, she says. So let me get this straight. If 75% of the deaths, 600,000 out of 800,000 or more, are because people had four comorbidities or more, all right? At least four comorbidities. So you might have more than four, but think about four health problems: high blood pressure, diabetes, Alzheimer's. You know, whatever. High blood pressure, kidney failure, whatever. I don't know all of them. But all I'm telling you is these are usually long-term conditions. And when you stack them up one, two, three, four plus, and then you get COVID and you die and we say that's a COVID death, you are an outright dishonest liar straight from the pit of hell. Why? Because you're a scientist and you know the truth that that was a lie. You didn't just get confused and think, oh, goodness, we missed the boat on this one. You literally used this dishonest narrative to peddle the fear of porn. I mean the porn of fear. What's the difference? You've literally got people so fearful now they can't leave their homes. So fearful now they can't even walk around without a mask on. Depriving them of needed oxygen. You can't. Okay, this is so dishonest. 2 years later now, you tell me that over 75% have four comorbidities or more? How dare you? And you acted like you knew and that your credentials set you apart as some expert and that I didn't know? Ladies and gentlemen, and now after 200 million people in America alone have taken an experimental vaccination, and now we're finding out all kinds of issues are the result. Oh, you just might have heart problems. Oh, it just might mess with your fertility. Oh, you just might die. Or you just might have an adverse reaction. Don't worry about it. No big deal. No harm. No foul. And you acted like, and you locked down society. You ruined literally 25 to 50% of small business. You literally destroyed the economy over this. You destroyed children's education. You let alcoholism and drug use and suicides and everything else literally skyrocket on the other end of this. And then you tell me 2 years later, the leader of the CDC, hey, the overwhelming number of deaths, over 75% had four comorbidities or more. They're not dying because of the COVID. You don't even know why they're dying. With the four plus comorbidities, you don't even know what killed them. Because remember, if you get diabetes, then eventually you die of, say, heart failure. Was it the diabetes that killed you or the heart failure? Well, we can say it was the heart failure because that's what actually kills you, maybe. But no doubt the diabetes was a contributing factor. So what percent of these, quote, four plus comorbidities really was the cause of death? Well, they don't even know, because when you add that to Corona, what did Corona do? Well, Corona gave you a fever. Corona made it hard for you to breathe. But what if one of your comorbidities was lung issues already? See, they don't even know. And so, believe it or not, this whacked out CDC director, Michelle Walensky, this so-called professional, literally doesn't answer the question when asked. Well, how do we know then with all these comorbidities, how do we know what killed these 800 plus thousand people? And the answer is she doesn't know. So they've been lying to you for 2 years, making you believe that, oh my gosh, COVID is just killing everybody left and right. And no, that's a big lie for two reasons. One, the average death has four comorbidities along with COVID. Furthermore, a lot of people went into the hospital and died not because of COVID, but who had COVID. So I break my neck and die in a car wreck. But then when I go into the hospital, they tested me before I kicked the bucket and I had COVID. So then they call it a COVID death. Even though the fact is I broke my neck and died, it wasn't that I died from COVID. It was the fact that I had COVID and died. They're mixing all that together. So by the time you mix the people that really have a problem from COVID, go in the hospital or die from COVID, versus those who just happen to have COVID but went in for it and or died for another reason, you really question that 800,000 number. They lied about that for 2 years. Well, now they're lying about, hey, with four comorbidities, hey, the common cold could kill you. The flu could kill you. Any other, even an infection in the hospital could kill you. And then you can't only blame it on the infection in the hospital or the cold. How many people does a common cold kill with incredible comorbidities? How often does it turn into pneumonia and then you die because of pneumonia? But it's really because of the comorbidities behind it, right? I've got more. Hang tight. I'm livid, ticked off now.
I really don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left and I was so mad I got out and he said, wait, your mom said to give you this. I forgot my lunch money and then I dropped it in the water and I was late for history. And so at lunchtime, I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which of course our library didn't have. So I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom and she found something on the internet and called me back. And Karen, she wouldn't even help me and that's a whole nother story. But Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout. And then he read my history paper while I was in the pool. And of course, I forgot the bibliography. So I had to do that with my mother when I got home. And it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning. And I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew. But my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team. And, you know, I'm just not going to go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asked me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So you got this dishonest CDC director, Michelle Walensky, literally now 2 years later admitting that, hey, over 75% of the deaths that they're listing in their 800-plus thousand is really because people had four-plus, on average, comorbidities. We also find out that, hey, they didn't even track how many people came into the hospital or died for other reasons but ended up having COVID, too. They just called it all COVID so they could ratchet up the fear, peddling porn of experimental vaccinations. Now that over 200 plus million people are vaccinated with an experimental jab. Now we find out this. Here's what the headline says from Dr. Anthony Whacked Out Fauci. COVID vaccines do not need to be changed for Omicron. And then he puts this little phrase in here, at this time. Says Fauci, December the 15th, 2021. Where did he say it? CBS News. So now you got the expert news people, right? Yeah. And then you've got the dishonesty going on everywhere. Okay? So Fauci, very careful with his words so that he can always scientifically manipulate things. COVID vaccines do not need to be changed for Omicron at this time, says Fauci, literally December the 15th. Okay? It's not even a month later now. We're not even 30 days later yet. And here's the government headline now. Why do I say government? Because the government is driving the headlines in the media, don't you know? Pfizer is now developing an Omicron-targeted vaccine in addition to a shot that includes both the previous vaccine and the Omicron twist, and they say, or a hybrid is what they call it. So wait a minute. Fauci says we don't need another vaccine at this time. Literally less than 30 days later, right? We now got a company ready to make a Omicron version of the vaccine. But if you listen to Fauci, the quote, top scientist, how dare you double cross him and disagree, Pfizer making a vaccine. Now, look, we don't even have the approved Pfizer vaccine in use yet. We're still using the emergency authorized one. A year later, and now they're working on another vaccine? What will that do? Put it in emergency authorization again? It certainly won't have time to be tested, rigorously approved. So you're going to be in this emergency authorization vaccine scenario forever if you're not very careful. But listen, here's the CBS report on this thing. Literally less than a month ago, listen to how double down they were. And this is all in a big lie to not only vaccinate you with two injections of an experimental vaccine. Now they want you to get the third, so much so that they say you don't need a new vaccine at all. You don't need one. This one covers it. Less than 30 days later, you got a company now developing a new vaccine, even though we don't need one. Where's Fauci to shut down Pfizer and say we don't need it, Pfizer? Or is Fauci wrong again? And the vaccines that don't work are not working so much to where we do need a different vaccine. What's the truth, you scientists who think you know? And I'll tell you the truth. You don't know. And you don't care. Your goal is to vaccinate everyone over and over and over and over again with your experiment. It has nothing to do with the truth, nothing to do with science, nothing to do with facts. Here's what you say in the CBS News literally less than a month ago.
Tonight, we're following a concerning surge in coronavirus cases across the country, leading colleges and businesses to close or reinstate COVID measures. Several large schools are canceling all in-person classes and returning to remote instruction. Others are shutting down campus and canceling all student activities, including athletics.
So literally 2 years into this thing, you're shutting everything down again. But don't worry, your vaccines work. And the guys that are responsible, the non-vaccinated, never mind that the vaccinated now, they've admitted can spread the virus and can get the virus, right? But they're shutting everything down. Their 2 years have made no progress at all, they admit. It's worse than ever. Hospitalizations are up. Everybody's getting sick. The spread is so fast, it's way worse than it's ever been. But get your vaccine, they lie.
The Delta variant remains the dominant strain, representing about 96% of cases in the U.S., but experts warn...
Oh, they got caught lying a week before that. They said that it was all moved to Omicron. Then they had to recant and say, I guess we were wrong. Most of it's Delta. That was what they said less than a month ago.
The Omicron spread is likely outpacing the nation's ability to track it. Today we heard from the CDC director who warned...
Wait a minute, did they just say that they can't even track it now? It spreads so fast they can't even track it? But yet they tell you how many infections that we have daily? Hold on a minute. How stupid am I?
The spread is likely outpacing the nation's ability to track it.
The spread is outpacing the nation's ability to track it. But yet they still have these numbers as if they know, right? Liars.
Today we heard from the CDC director who warned that early data suggests Omicron cases are more contagious than Delta. The latest wave threatens to upend holiday plans for the second year in a row with just over a week before Christmas.
Weren't we told vaccines would fix all that?
CBS's Nikki Batiste joins us now. Good evening, Nikki.
Nora, good evening. As businesses and colleges urgently implement plans to combat Omicron, Dr. Anthony Fauci says right now there is no need to develop a vaccine specific to Omicron because studies show a booster provides considerable protection.
So if a booster provides considerable protection, why is Pfizer now less than 28 days later announcing they're creating a new vaccine that can handle the Omicron? Was Fauci wrong? Why should we listen to him? He's not even right 28 days later. But listen up.
Today, the White House made it clear to fight Omicron, Americans need a booster shot.
You got to have a booster to fight Omicron. But now they're developing a new vaccine. Does that mean that Omicron booster didn't work? Or it works great? If it works great, we don't need a new one. If it doesn't work great, we need a new one. Which is it now, Fauci? Which is it now, Pfizer?
Our booster vaccine regimens work.
Our booster vaccine regimens work. Well, then you don't need a new one, Fauci, do you?
Against Omicron. At this point, there is no need for a variant-specific booster.
Just 30% of fully vaccinated adults have a booster.
It is a necessity.
To emphasize the need for that extra shot, New Jersey declared today Booster Day, 1 year after the first vaccines were administered. Omicron is surging there and in New York.
Wait a minute, Omicron's surging there and in New York? Remember, New York's got 80%+ vaccinated people. How is it surging there? Oh, it's because of the unvaccinated. You liars. All the unvaccinated should be dead. Remember, if they don't get vaccinated, you're going to die. It's essential. It's vital.
Making up 13% of cases compared to 3% nationwide. The variant is now reported in 36 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico.
This is a roll of the dice. You don't know for sure that you're going to just slide right through it without any problem. We also know that prior infection with COVID is not holding up at all to Omicron.
As Omicron spreads nationwide, California is reinstating an indoor mask mandate regardless.
There you go. Think about that whole thing. Fauci going, you got to have your booster. It's essential. They're peddling the fear. But yet less than 30 days later, the headline says Pfizer's developing an Omicron targeted vaccine. in addition to a shot that already handles the current whatever COVID strains. They're calling it now a hybrid. But Fauci says we don't need a hybrid. So now what they've done is they've managed to give you shot one, shot two, booster, and now you're going to be required to be considered fully vaccinated because they're going to continue to change the definition. You're going to have this other version. Right? You're going to be forced, ladies and gentlemen, to literally deal with this scenario. This is how dishonest, absolutely dishonest, they are. It is insane what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. They're not telling the truth at all. And they've been caught now. Fauci, less than 30 days ago, basically said, hey, you don't need a new Omicron vaccine. Just do the booster. We're good. It's highly effective. Donald Trump getting on the TV. Donald Trump did it too, I guess. Donald Trump and Biden working together saying the vaccines are highly effective. Get your jab today. They don't need to be changed for Omicron. But then the scientific at this time. So that way when science changed, you can say, well, things have changed. But Pfizer now developing an Omicron targeted vaccine. After you've been tricked into getting vaccine one, vaccine two, vaccine booster, now you're going to have the, quote, vaccine hybrid from a company that simply cannot get into the marketplace any of the approved vaccines. They're going to be under emergency authorization literally forever on this thing. Now, the headline says private insurers must cover 8 at-home COVID tests each month, the U.S. says. So now you got the U.S. forcing private insurance to cover these expenses. They say it'll save families hundreds of dollars a month. But again, it's totally bogus. It's going to increase insurance costs big time over time. Nobody's going to eat that couple of hundred dollars a month thing. 8 tests at $15 a test at the best price you'll ever get, probably. What's that, $120? If the tests cost more because they're in short supply, it'll be even more. And insurance companies forced by government to reimburse? What a shame that is. And you know the tests don't even work, right? Oh, Sam, they work for sure. Liars. Don't lie to me now. You're admitting that test after test after test don't work. In fact, they don't work so much so that now that you've cut the, quote, isolation days in half, and now you have to say, well, we can't even really test because the virus could be in your bloodstream up to 12 weeks longer than you're even sick or an ability to transfer the infection to somebody else. Our tests aren't accurate. We can't have you test when you go back to work because it'll show you're sick. You'll have to lock down for 12 weeks to get a clear test. But didn't they depend on these clear tests for literally 2 years before this? And now they're admitting the tests virtually don't work. It's getting worse, ladies and gentlemen. Now they say, could catching a cold actually be a good thing? You say, what, Sam? What are you talking about? Yeah, they literally say, could catching a cold be a good thing? Why? Because they're saying if you have a cold, now new research is starting to show that you're less likely to have the Omicron, or you're less likely to have a severe Omicron response or reaction. So you got to ask yourself this simple question. We told you that a cold and the COVID were similar in the first place. And they said, oh, no, they're way different. You can't even make that assumption that it compares to the flu or to the cold or to any of these things. Now they're literally doing studies and finding out, yes, they relate a whole lot more than they admitted. What a shame on these dishonest thugs. They're straight from the pit of hell. They act like they know, but they only do that to herd the people into forced experimental vaccines. They only do this to force control over you. It has nothing to do with trying to get people better and well. 2 years later, people aren't better and well at all. They just get caught lying at every single solitary turn, don't they? Hour one in the can, two coming up with Brady on TV. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it's educational and hopefully helps you tell the truth, tell the truth, tell the truth, and expose lie after lie from these dishonest thugs. Thanks so much for being with me. God save the Republic of the United States of America.